Hello, my lovely friends. I am back. And what better day to come back than 8-8 Lionsgate? How are you guys? It has been a minute. And just wanted to do kind of an update, talk about empaths, and just talk about Lionsgate and what it means. I'm still learning a lot of these things. And this one is very special. Apparently, Lionsgate is celebrated on the 8th day of the 8th month, well, of this calendar year, anyway, and it's just like a huge shift and transformation time, and that's exactly what I'm going through, and I know many of you are, too. So, when you have this high frequency and high vibrational energy moving through you, you have to run with it. And that's what I'm doing right now. So yeah, it's Lionsgate, and it's just a new portal, a new opening of taking action, if you will. And that's exactly what I'm going to be starting to do, because I have been in kind of a quiet mode. And you know this because there hasn't been any episodes, but there are going to be regular episodes from now here forward, and I'm just really in a really high frequency state lately, and I'm going to keep riding that all the way, baby. So I missed you guys, and I have noticed in the last few months, as I mentally, physically, and spiritually go through my wellness journey and healing, that I am just a hardcore, highly sensitive empath. And I've been wanting to talk about this for a long time, and just wanted to talk about a few of the traits of an empath and see if any of these match you. So, I hope this is recording. Yeah, it is. It has been a while. I had to reconnect all my equipment, and it feels really good. I love being on a podcast and speaking my truth, sharing my voice, and I really want you to all do this too, because it's super, super important in your own healing journey to just go for it. And it doesn't matter what anyone thinks. It doesn't matter what, you know, any of the things going on around you, if anyone's trying to hold you back, don't let them. Just go forward and do what is in your heart and your soul, and just go. And that, my friends, is a soul-lit life. And that is what I've been living the last few months. It's been very up and down, though, I'll tell you that. And just really, I've been in quiet mode. I've just been healing, learning, and just spiritually connecting with myself. And it's a beautiful thing. I absolutely love doing all of this lovely spiritual, mental, physical, you know, practice and practices on a daily basis. And every single one of them is super important. And what I have been incorporating a lot lately is meditation. And it has really changed a lot of things for me. And I'm just much calmer. You know, I'm not as, you know, in flip out mode, if you will. And I'm learning that a lot of these things have to do with our nervous system and that part of healing. And that's a whole other episode that I want to talk about. So a lot of the traits of an empath are very sacred. They're very important. And I check every single one of these. Check it off like clockwork. Oops, sorry about that. And a few of those are having constant chronic fatigue and stress from energy vampires and taking on too much and holding that, just holding it super tight. Empaths absorb other emotions, mood, energy, health issues. And this includes animals and the animals in your life. Dogs, cats, I have both. And just any of your pets. And you can take it all on as your own. Empaths are highly intuitive, very sensitive, and extremely psychic, at least on my end. And these are all the abilities that I'm going to be developing and learning over the next few months. And I am super stoked about this. I cannot wait to uncover so many beautiful things and share them with you. Here's a real good one. If you're an empath, you are a human lie detector. And you have spot-on gut instincts. It's pretty crazy. And you know exactly what I mean if you are in that position. You're a natural healer. I'm totally on the human design scale. I think it's a 2-4 natural healer. So I fall in this category just perfectly. And you're drawn to all the holistic remedies, therapies, spiritual healing, everything metaphysical. And you're immediately drawn to people or animals that are like in need and need help ASAP. You're highly creative with art, writing, podcasting, of course, digital products, just being a creator, if you will. You're a natural animal lover, and you truly enjoy being surrounded by their unconditional loving energy. Now, I've had a side pet sitting business for years, and it's under Forever Cats and Paws, Forever F-U-R, of course, Cats, C-A-T-Z, and Paws, which pretty much stands for anything that isn't cats, just dogs mainly, under P-A-W-Z, so that it's forevercatsandpaws.com. And I'm creating a shop with that as we speak. And I have a pet sitting business attached to that. So I am just so in love with animals. And I'm an animal whisperer, if you will. And that's why another reason I'm studying Reiki right now is because I'm going to incorporate animal Reiki. So many great things are coming, you guys. I am just so, so on fire right now. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. So I cannot wait to share all these things with you in the coming months. More traits of an empath. I just wanted to see if any of these speak to you guys. Empaths desire daily solitude and alone time in nature. Tree hugger, that's me. You love hikes, the beach, ocean, anything near the water. Butterflies, sunshine, all wildlife. And to really feel that inner peace, and do this so you can recharge your daily energy levels. We are free spirits. I mean, hello. I'm an Aquarius born on Valentine's Day. If that isn't more of a free spirit, if you've ever heard of one, I don't know what is. We do our own thing, yep, and live a life of freedom with zero control and rules hanging over them. Yeah, I'd say that's another one. How about you? I want to totally hear comments under this once I record this. And we need to discuss. You struggle with your own energy and moods, navigating a constant change of thoughts and emotions flowing throughout your body. Yeah, that's true. You have a need to make everyone around you happier and feeling really good. Yep, I sure do. I want everyone to feel really, really just good. I always worry about everyone else before myself. And you take immediate steps to make this happen before taking care of your own needs. Oh, does that sound familiar, guys? Large crowds or negative vibes from others can drain your energy very quickly. Yeah, we know. That definitely can happen. And empaths are highly sensitive souls that are never fake. And they are the most true blue and loyal friend you could ever have in your life. hold on to them and never let them go. And this is true. I am all of these things, and I know a lot of you are too. So this podcast is going to be covering a lot of different topics, but talking about highly sensitive people and being a highly sensitive person and an empath is going to be talked about a lot. And also, you know, more spiritual, metaphysical, all these wellness and holistic remedies, modalities, all of these things are going to start to come into this podcast more too. And talking about crystal healing, Reiki, all of it. I am 111% here all for this. So it's going to be very exciting. But I'd love to know your guys' thoughts on, do you think you're an empath? Do any of these things, did they just turn on a major light bulb when you heard me read these or listen while you're listening to these? And I mean, a lot more of us are empaths and highly sensitive than you know. And a lot of these things come from childhood, different things that you are, that things that you've learned, trauma that you've went through. And it's all part of the healing process. And sometimes you don't figure out these things until later in life. And I'm all of these things. I'm also, you know, ADHD. Absolutely. 111% to the core ADD. Oh my goodness. It's hard to concentrate on something, you know, more than 10, 15 minutes at a time. So that has to be regulated. I've always had a nervous system that's been like constantly in the fight or flight and just always on edge. And oh my gosh, there's just so much that I want to discuss on this topic too, with, you know, your nervous system and healing and how that plays into fatigue. Because my main thing is talking about chronic fatigue since I was diagnosed with hypothyroidism, PCOS, years ago. And all these things are, I'm connecting all the dots. And it is wild, you guys. It is so wild how it is all connected. Every single piece of this is connected. Oh my goodness. So I'm just really happy to share all of these things, and so much goodness is coming, and I'm taking you along with me. Are you ready? But it's great to connect with you, and happy Lionsgate. If you are feeling high vibrations, high frequencies today, last month, next week, whenever you listen to this, please go ride that out and do something to take action on it, because you want to hold that frequency as long as possible, because it feels amazing. And even when you are not in this frequency, you're going to want it back. So taking action when you're inside of it will get you to this place faster the next time. I guarantee it. And this is what's been happening for me lately. So I just feel really, really good right now. And yeah, I'm going to ride that all the way. But I will talk to you guys soon. And if you have any questions or ideas for the podcast or any topics that you want to talk about in the immediate few coming weeks, please let me know. And leave me a review if you would. And let me know what you think so far. There's not that many episodes yet. It's pretty brand new. I did start last November 11th, 2001. I put it out there at 11:11, I think, or 1:11, because I see those angel numbers all the time. So there isn't that much out there because I've been in my quiet mode trying to figure out a lot of different things mentally, physically, and spiritually, but it's all starting to come together. And I'm so excited to share all these things with you. So if you want to come along for the ride, Let's do this, my friend, shall we? All right. I will talk to you guys soon and have a wonderful, wonderful day. See you soon.